Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
School of Humans.
Hello?
Oh my God, dude. I'm digging out my emergency pack of cigarettes right now.
Oh, geez. I am like on the edge of my seat. Like, what is going on?
I was supposed to go to tennis today. I'm like walking around just like pacing like a caged animal.
Hey guys, I know that we're in the middle of season 3, but as many of you may have already heard, after 16 years, there has finally been an arrest in connection with the murder of Rebecca Gould. That's the case that we covered in season 1. For those of you who have been following the Helen Gone podcast, you'll remember that it all started in a small town in the Ozarks. Just over 2 years ago, I was sitting in Mountain View, Arkansas, in the satellite office of the Arkansas State Police investigator, who was, at that time, in charge of Rebecca's case. I looked at the shelf and saw the binder with Rebecca's name on it. There was literal dust on that case file. Rebecca was 22 years old when she disappeared on September 20th, 2004. A week later, her body was found. I've been obsessed with this case for years. My dad and sister live in the area, and because my sister and Rebecca's sister are close friends, I heard about the murder shortly after it happened. Years dragged on, the case remained cold, and I never could get past the fact that in such a small town, no one was ever convicted. This is the case that led me to get my PI license and began my true crime obsession, and ultimately, the first season of Helen Gone. We're still waiting for the Arkansas State Police to reveal more details, but in the meantime, we wanted to share what we know so far. On November 7th, 2020, the Arkansas State Police announced that 44-year-old William Miller was arrested in connection to the 2004 murder of Rebecca Gould. Law enforcement have stated that William, or Billy as he's commonly known, was arrested in Lane County, Oregon, after the state police special agent assigned to the case learned that he'd returned to his home following an extended stay in the Philippines. The Arkansas State Police news release read, quote, "A Texas man visiting Izard County in 2004 has been arrested and charged with murder, first degree, in connection with the death of Rebecca Christian Gould, whose body was discovered 16 years ago on a hillside off Arkansas Highway 9, south of Melbourne," end quote. So who is Billy Miller? The police announcement regarding the arrest describes Billy as a Texas man visiting Izard County, which kind of makes it sound like he was just passing through town. But we quickly discovered that he does have a connection to the area. Billy is Casey's cousin. Casey was Rebecca's boyfriend at the time she went missing, and she was staying at his house when she was murdered. His trailer in a remote wooded area near Guyon was the crime scene. I've had the chance to talk to some of Billy's family members and co-workers and learned that around the time of Rebecca's murder, he was living in Texas. He had a family there, and according to reports, three children. But Billy left the country shortly after Rebecca's murder. Several years ago, he went to the Philippines, where he met a local woman, got married, and had a baby. On social media, there are posts of him with his children. He appears to have been living there ever since. For several years, he worked on an offshore oil field platform off the coast of Malé in Equatorial Guinea. Some of his co-workers and family members have reached out to me. They said they were shocked, and I can't imagine what they must be going through right now. Though some of his former co-workers did describe him as odd. For example, he was caught with a co-worker's phone, and according to my source, was allegedly going through their photos. It's the type of behavior that can seem a little strange, but nothing that could suggest the horror that would follow. We were told by a source close to Billy that after COVID hit, the borders to the Philippines shut down, so he came home to where his mother lives in Cottage Grove, Oregon. He has reportedly told co-workers that he bought a ranch in Oregon and that he wanted to move his wife and family from the Philippines there. So maybe he thought the case was over for good. When we started working on Hell and Gone, our goal was always to try to use the podcast as an investigative tool. We wanted to help move the case forward in any way that we could, and our only goal was to get justice for Rebecca. As you know, the Arkansas State Police said this was an open investigation, so we had zero access to the case file. We had to create our own. And in the beginning, we had very little to go on. Based on the evidence, we developed a working theory that the killer was someone with a connection to the house. For me, this wasn't just the fact that the killer would know where the trailer was. As we discovered in season one, this was an extremely remote location. Whoever was involved with killing Rebecca knew where the cleaning supplies were and felt brave enough, possibly in broad daylight, to stick around and clean up the crime scene. But possibly the biggest clue to me was the fact that the bloody sheets were found in the washing machine. We're waiting to see if the police release any more information that could explain what Billy's connection to the home could be. Because of the timeline, which we explored in depth in season one, we also believed that there could have been more than one person involved in the cleanup. So if Billy did kill Rebecca and or clean up or move her body, why did he do it? No information has been released at this time about a potential motive. We know from Rebecca's autopsy that she was struck once, or possibly twice, something that we always believed suggested that someone was in a rage and that this murder was deeply personal. Since the ASP have made no comment on Billy's connection to the murder, we don't even know if Billy and Rebecca knew each other, but he may have popped up in the podcast. In the fifth episode of season one, we talked to a source who told us that they had seen a man with olive skin or a tan and black hair around on the weekend before Rebecca disappeared. Our source told us that they saw the guy drive up to Casey's property with a woman in the car. The guy then got out of the vehicle, which the source described as a small blue car with Texas license plates, and did some weed eating around the property. Our tipster told us that Rebecca came out of the house and briefly spoke to this unknown man, and that she seemed fine and went back inside. We did try to locate this person, and the general description did seem to match Billy, but it also matched several other people who knew Rebecca. With nothing more to go on, we hit a dead end. But now I wonder, could the mystery man at the trailer have been Billy? A new investigator has been assigned to Rebecca's case, Mike McNeil of the Arkansas State Police. Please contact Mike if you have any information about Rebecca's case. He can be reached at mike.mcneil@asp.arkansas.gov. That's mike.mcneil@asp.arkansas.gov. Since season one wrapped, we haven't stopped working on this case. And there have been many others helping with the fight to get justice for Rebecca, including local journalist George Jared, who we worked with in season one and who has been following and covering this case since day one, and Jennifer Buchholz, a private investigator who has devoted countless hours to solving this case. So what happens next? According to a local newspaper, the Baxter Bulletin, Billy is fighting extradition to Arkansas. So now, Arkansas officials need to file a governor's warrant, also known as an extradition warrant, to facilitate his transfer back to Arkansas. This could take some time. According to some estimates, between 30 and 60 days. So once again, we have to wait to see if he eventually stands trial, to see what evidence the ASP have, and to see if there will be more arrests. So for now, me and the team, along with everyone else, including George, Jennifer, and many other reporters who've worked on this case, will continue to search for answers and work together to reveal the full story. But until then, enjoy the rest of season three and revisit season one if you want to follow our complete investigation into Rebecca's murder from the beginning.
School of Humans.